Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Right, so I've known Nobby quite a long time, you know. So this morning, I don't see any sign of him. Like, Nobby's never, you know, if he was going to be late, he texts. Then it got to 7 and I still hadn't seen him. And I was like, okay, hang on a second now. Where's Nobby? Like, he would definitely text if he wasn't going to be in. He'd say, hey, can't make it in. You know, he's feeling sick. Something's come up. Car's not working, whatever. Nothing. And I thought, oh dear. Hope he's all right. So then I'll be honest with you, started worrying. You may have heard me trying to dish the dirt that started while I was looking for him. And I went, we'll have some dish the dirt later on. So then I was getting to worry. I was like, is he all right? Because it's really not like him. So the good news is he's all right. So he has sent me a text. Phone, this is a good one now. Phone, just to let you know, if this was the other way around and he's done it to me, he would do the same thing. So, phone died overnight, had it plugged into a USB socket. Now, I don't know what the next two words mean, but he must have typed this so fast that predictive text let him down. Duck sale. I don't know what he means. Does anyone want to buy a duck? I don't know what he could mean by that. Duck sale on the way. Sorry. So I presume he has a story about a duck sale he went to. That's why he slept it out and plugged his phone into the wrong device. Has he purchased some ducks? Is he going to have his own duck eggs? Duck sale. So you know, he's not an agricultural kind of fella, more of a city slicker. But maybe he's taking a New Year's resolution to get more into duck eggs. Because there was a sale on. So he's done this to me like a couple of years ago. This a similar thing. I was running late and he was ringing me. Send us in an audio message to slag him off, will you? Now, I know that the roads are kind of, they're easy enough this morning. There's not that many people back yet. But, you know, it's no big deal. But send him in a voice message to slag him. 087-679-7104. And we'll play them to him whenever he shows up from the duck sale.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt with Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. CEPMooney.ie.
So The Apprentice is back tomorrow night. Did you know this?
Two Irish contestants have been announced to take part in the show. You got Emma Brown from County Kildare and Kevin Darcy from Dublin.
Well, the best of luck to them. I don't think an Irish, you know, Pamela Laird obviously did well.
She did, yeah.
Jennifer Zamparelli all those years ago. I'm the best salesperson in Europe. Then she gave up selling.
Well, she sold herself very well.
Well, that's true, yeah.
She did. So, here is the trailer.
For what? Oh, for The Apprentice?
Yeah, for this.
Oh, yes. Tomorrow night, BBC One.
Yeah.
I'm always getting compared to being the Kim Kardashian of the business world because I'm doing business with a hint of glam.
You might think I lack experience, but I am coming for you.
I will go to absolutely any length to win this investment.
I'm the James Bond of the business world. I've got the acumen, I've got the experience, and I'm pretty sure I've got the looks as well.
I am calm and collected, but if they do come at me, I will bite and I will sting.
My motto is life is a waste of time and time is a waste of life. So if you get wasted all the time, you'll have the time of your life.
If I wanted an easy life, I'd send the whole bloody lot of you home now.
What's your man's looks got to do with The Apprentice? Like, you...
I think the producers get them in a good mood. They lock them in a room until they say something stupid about themselves. They go, ah, come on, nobody think you're serious. And now, then when you see them, you go, oh my God, they really love themselves. But they generally don't.
They are generally a good looking bunch of guys and girls. So I'm just wondering, isn't this year the first year there's a ban on any relationships in the house?
A ban on that, yeah. Also, the thing I do is I cut out all the faces. And we share them out. You can do this with your friends and
you
your family.
You still do this, yeah.
I still do this as a tradition.
Okay.
And everybody gets...
the winner.
Everyone gets, like, what is it, 18 now?
So 18, yeah.
So we split them up equally. And you could do it, like, with 9 people in work, maybe. And everyone gets a boy and a girl each.
Right.
And off you go.
Well, why not?
Whoever wins, like, if everyone does a tenner, it gets quite interesting.
The 17 series of it. Yeah. That's mad. Okay, well, that's back tomorrow night.
Looking forward to it.
Good show. Good
and
show.
James Corden has revealed why he's leaving his late night talk show. Speaking to Drew Barrymore, James revealed it was for family reasons.
I was filming on a Sunday and I came downstairs. It was about 6 a.m. and my son, who was 10 at the time, was sat on the stairs and he said, "Are you working today?" And I said, "I am." And he said, "I thought, but it's Sunday." And I said, "I know, buddy, but the schedule's just so all over the place. You've just got to get it done because I only have a tiny amount of time before we have to go back and do the show." His face just kind of dropped. And I got in the car and I called my wife, Jules, and I said, "I've realised, best case scenario, we have 6 more summers where Max is like, even remotely wants to be around us. And I cannot waste another one."
I'm surprised he didn't cry.
Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, but I wouldn't say he's at work every Sunday.
No, but he wants to be an actor more than he wants to be a chat show guy.
Yeah.
You can't do both. That's why I don't do movies, Nobby.
I suppose it makes sense. What do you want to direct?
I say no.
You wanted to direct movies. You wanted to be in movies.
The Banshees of Inisherin. No, I can't make it in the pub. No, give it to Pat Short.
I can see you playing that character, right?
Are you not talking no more? It's brilliant. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't yet. But
it is my favourite Irish film, I think.
It's on my list.
It's absolutely brilliant.
It's on my list.
So let me tell you what happened, everybody, if you missed it earlier this morning. Nobby, in all the time I've known you, I think like we've all slept it in, but like made it in kind of on time, just a couple of minutes late. But like proper sleeping it in, I don't think you ever have.
I don't think so. I don't.
I don't think
it's
I ever have either.
The latest,
I think
anyway.
I've slept it in, but I've been in sort of, you know, a few minutes late. There was one morning I was running really late, and you remember you ringing me, slagging me.
Yeah, I didn't have a wild night. I was in bed by 10 o'clock. Didn't even get a chance to watch anything. Wasn't drinking anything.
So it went from
didn't eat cheese.
It went from that's unusual. I wonder where Nobby is. To oh God, I hope he's all right.
Your message seemed concerned. All right.
Thanks. So I sent thanks. All okay, but then Crossy was saying,
my phone was off, was it?
Your phone. He said he hasn't been on his WhatsApp since 10 a.m. 10 p.m. last night.
See, there you go. My story stacks up.
And I said, well, he's always on first thing in the morning. He always see a little online and
yeah, just to check.
Little bubbles.
Right,
little
what's
bubbles
going on
floating
in the world.
And so I was like, where is he? What's going on? So we carried on without you. And
oh yeah.
Then we heard the good news that you were okay.
So yeah, I was doing that thing. I was hovering over my phone in the nip because I was like, I need to get into the shower.
Oh God!
But I need to also tell Jim that I'm grand and I'm on the way. Right?
Phone died overnight. This is the message I got. Died overnight. Had it plugged into a USB socket. Duck sale on the way. Sorry. So you were on the way to a duck sale, isn't
no,
it?
No, I meant to say F and sake. But I was typing frantically. I was like, so you know that thing where when your phone is fully dead and you plug it in and even though you keep touching
and
the button
for the whatever
and it's the little red thing, I was like, come on. So then I was like, right, I'll just go in and turn on the share while I'm waiting for this to come on. And then I came back and it still hadn't, and I was like, oh come on phone, I'm talking to the phone. And then whatever, about a minute or so later, the little Apple thing came on. I was like,
how long did the shower last? Because
it was very quick.
Being in and out job,
I had washed everything, but it was quicker than usual.
It's okay, and I don't want to go into details.
I'm
just
telling
long...
you.
I presume you washed everything, but like, was it a hokey cokey shower?
Yeah, I don't know
like?
If I did my feet actually. What's a hokey cokey? Shake it all about.
In out, shake it all about. Yeah.
What goes in and out?
That's the hokey cokey song.
I know that, but what's
well,
the
you
in
go
part
in and out
shower?
Underneath the water?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, it was less than probably 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
It was very quick.
3 minutes after a sleep in.
What?
You only have 1 minute for a sleep in.
Well,
Yes, let's gratuitous amount of time in the shower.
I washed my head twice.
Why?
Just to be sure.
To be sure of what?
Just to make sure
you're
it's clean.
You're running late, Mark.
But I didn't have breakfast or anything.
Good.
I didn't go to the kitchen.
No, if you're running late, you get 60 seconds in the shower, max.
And then my brain was like, do I go to the Port Tunnel? How much is the Port Tunnel? That's a tenner. I was like, nah, it's still quiet this week. I'll be fine.
It is very quiet.
So I was. So, yeah, but it's the palpitation. It's the sweat. And it's like, oh, it's woken. When you're woken up out of a sleep that yeah. you're like, when you go to work? What? What time is it? Jesus.
I hate that feeling.
I was like, no. Yeah.
Jim.
So.
It's happened to me a couple of times. Jim. What time is it? Oh, jeez.
Have you a late note? Well, I can't write myself. I can't go over to my parents and ask for a note. Happy New Year. Thanks very much.
I was disappointed. I thought you were going to buy some ducks.
No.
At the duck sale.
Thanks to the 2-3-1 Regis, by the way. Some people are sending them. And then I realised Man United. I see the score on the way in as well. I'm like, oh, God. Well, not on the way in, but as I was walking around, seeing what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
So, because I didn't see a lot of the match results last night. Because it was kind of off the grid.
Man United have done quite well since Ronaldo's left.
Yeah, I noticed that, yeah. It's like as if he was just an elephant in the room or something.
You think he was upsetting them all?
Yeah, and it's made Liverpool worse. What's that about?
I don't think that's anything to do with Cristiano.
Oh, I think it is.
Liverpool need to get off their wallet now and buy a few players.
They do need to buy some players, yeah.
So do Spurs.
Yeah, Jamie Carragher was talking a lot of sense about it the other day. Get the wallet out, lads. Anyway, any good... So I don't know, like, what do I need an excuse for later on?
Why would you need an excuse? You slept it in.
Not an excuse. Do I need to explain? So then.
No, the first time in years and years. Well, you slept it in.
How about if you're listening and you're good at writing notes, could you send me in a little note that I could use for any bosses later on? 0876797104.
I don't think our bosses are going to have any issues with it.
I don't know. I mean, the cable's believable. It genuinely. And then someone else sent it in a message saying, "Don't ever trust a USB cable." Someone else gives you. You'd be amazed with the amount of things people can do to USB cables in terms of spying.
What?
I was like, what was that?
What can they do?
They can listen to you.
How?
They can watch you. I don't know. They can plant bugs in USB keys. Someone send us in. Look, on USB cables, never trust a cable someone else gives you. Well, I won't from now on. The things they can do with some cables is just scary.
Okay.
So you can buy ones with an advanced implant hidden inside, so in the past a cable like this would cost $20,000. Now for $119 you can buy a cable that can listen. So if anyone gives you a
weirdos
cable to borrow, say you're grand. Thanks,
you're grand.
I'll wait for the one I bought and buy legitimate ones, as the fire brigade always tell us. Anyway, I'm done with USB cables now. Done.
Well, look, I'm just glad that there wasn't an awful incident.
Yes,
that you're
safe. I'm fine.
I'll be grand.
Okay. I'll be nervous as hell tonight going to bed. Set a few extra alarms.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance. Going the extra mile to get you great deals. See MissQuote.ie.
Good morning, Danny. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
How's it going?
Not too bad, thanks. Yourself?
She's going to have soup for her lunch today.
Yeah.
Is this because it's January?
January,
right? Right, did you make it yourself?
I did, yeah.
What's in it?
Leek and potato.
Right.
Oh, nice. I saw a lovely one somebody was doing, and it's a nice healthy one, and you roast some peppers and onions and garlic and stuff like that.
Sweet potato?
Yeah, you could, whatever, and then you put that in a blender with some veg stock.
Yeah, that's how you make soup, Jim.
Yeah. So it's like a roasted Mediterranean.
Ooh, roasted Mediterranean. Ooh,
very nice.
You'll feel like
tomatoes as well, yeah.
You feel like you're on the Amalfi Coast having it. Yeah, red pepper and the sweet potato, that's my recommendation. So how long will this soup diet last now?
Probably till the end of the week, and then I'll probably order curry on Friday.
Good. That's just the soup with vegetables, isn't it?
So you're watching you're watching Kaleidoscope, which don't Google it maybe. It has 33% on Rotten Tomatoes, but...
Yeah, it's actually not too bad. I've only started it.
Which one did you watch? Because you can watch it in any order you want. It goes, and all the episodes are called different
colours. Yeah, I think I started with yellow.
Yeah, did you start with yellow too, Jim?
I did.
What made
it
you
off?
Both start with yellow, I wonder?
I think it was just the first one when you turned it on.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You turned on Ashley.
I like yellow as well.
Do they explain to you when you go on that you can choose any colour?
So, no, it's based on a heist. Yeah, it's all like in the detail. It's right. based on a heist, and it's from everyone's different perspectives. So you can watch in any order you want and find out how it all went.
Grand. Grand. Okay. Well, Danny, you ready for your 10 questions?
I am, yeah.
Right, excellent. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Give us an answer for everything. Get them all right. You get €1,000.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
In the Bible, what garden did Adam and Eve live in?
The Eden Garden.
What?
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Animal sound is a laugh. Sounds like a laugh.
It's called a laugh. The sound they make. What is the female version of hurling called?
Camogie.
What do you call the long hairs on a cat's face?
Whiskers.
True or false? Cristiano Ronaldo has signed for LA Galaxy.
False.
Who is older, Kate Middleton or Katy Perry?
Kate Middleton.
The Apprentice returns to the BBC tomorrow night. Which season is it? 15th, 16th or 17th?
The 17th.
Which Liverpudlian actress stars in the show Killing Eve?
Pass.
What herb is traditionally used in a mojito drink?
Oh God, I don't know this
one. Rhymes with bint.
You'd smash it up.
What?
Is it mint?
It is. And which animal is measured in hands? Hands.
A horse.
The right answer.
It is a horse.
It is. It is. You did very well now. A couple of passes, they hadn't happened.
Now, yeah. You said Eden Garden. Is that not a Chinese?
Probably is. It's probably an Eden Garden.
I will accept it because, like, Chinese food can feel like heaven sometimes. So.
It's also a pub in Rathfarnham. I don't think they were there either.
The Garden of Eden, Eden Garden, yeah, fine. Hyena is the animal that laughs.
Yeah, so
laughing hyena.
I mean, I'll see the Serengeti that was on the other night. The hyenas came and they tried to attack some lad in the pond and he just shoved his horn.
Do hyenas attack lions and everything in packs?
Well, when they're brave enough,
they're
yeah.
Dangerous little fellas.
But they're clever enough to know when to get the message.
Yeah.
So hyena was the answer.
Then you had a really good run, Danny. You got like Camogie, Whiskers, false. Cristiano Ronaldo's not gone there. Kate Middleton is older. 17th is right.
Jodie Comer.
Oh.
Is the girl. You know the blonde girl?
Yeah.
Mint and horses.
So you got 8 today, Danny, which is the highest score of the year so far.
Brilliant.
That's true. Don't laugh.
You've trounced the previous highest score.
That was only a 5.
Phil only got 5. You got an 8, Danny.
Oh, very good.
It was 5 for Phil. He's back to work this morning.
So I'm going to mention you, Danny, every time until somebody else beats you. Until somebody gets a 9.
That's great. I listen to you every morning.
Every morning we'll give Danny a mention.
Good luck with the soup.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt with Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean Squange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. see epmooney.ie.
I presume someone's going to tell Maya Jama that as presenter of Love Island, she can't be in the bikinis. She's a fan of a bikini, if you follow her.
Oh, no, she will. You see the outfit she's going to wear. It'll be amazing.
I'd imagine so, but
she'll
be
glammed up to the hilt.
You know everyone else wears the bikinis in the show, Maya, yeah? Because I've just been watching her. She's in one again. Sort of New Year's Eve party in a bikini.
Yeah, well, that's her day job as a model.
I suppose, yeah.
Anyway, Seth Rogen got a phone call from Steven Spielberg, right?
Yeah.
Spielberg was ringing to ask him to be in his latest film, but Seth didn't know what it was about, and he was a bit nervous because he thought Steven was going to give out to him about something. And he, like, you know, obviously he's a hero, so he was nervous taking the call.
I was a little nervous. I'm sure you relate to this. We make a lot of jokes.
Every time, I think it's going to be bad.
And I make jokes about people that I forget I make. Right. And I've had famous people come up to me and be like, hey, man, f*** you. And I genuinely have no idea what they're talking about. And I have to, like, Google, like, Seth Rogen, Pete Davidson joke. Like, what? Like... And then I'm like, oh, I did say something one time. Like it's happened to me so many times that I assumed I had made some joke and I was going to get yelled at. Yeah. And instead, it was like, no, I want you to play my uncle in this movie.
Wow. He sounds like Quentin Tarantino if you mixed him with Fuzzy Bear and an overexcited child.
Yeah, gave him a couple of bottles of Coca-Cola. So he's playing Steven Spielberg's uncle.
He's yes. This is about Steven Spielberg's life. Very interesting. You know the story. We've seen the documentaries. His uncle was a big influence on him.
Yeah, there's a good two and a half hour documentary on Sky from a few years ago.
Yeah, if you look, Seth Rogen has a look of his uncle, all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another curly brother.
Your curly brother with glasses. What is it about Seth Rogen that I like? I don't know. Martin Compson from Line of Duty has been starring in a new Scottish thriller revolving around an oil rig off the coast of Scotland. It also stars Ian Glen from Game of Thrones and Emily Hampshire from Schitt's Creek. And he revealed why they lied to each other at first, saying they'd watched each other's programmes.
We had a great thing where we all kind of pretended we'd watched each other's shows at the start of it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you in that.
I love you, were brilliant in that.
And then we suddenly get more honest as we become better pals.
Yeah. Like the first meeting we had, Ian and I had a Zoom where I believe you came on and were like, oh, you.
Oh my God.
You, I'm such a fan.
Schitt's Creek is my favourite ever
and
show.
I was like, Game of Thrones, that dragon.
Never seen them. Never seen them.
Yeah. And I realized that, like, at the maybe second to last day, you were like, what's your favorite episode of Schitt's Creek? And I'm like, I've never seen Game of Thrones either. So.
Do you reckon he told him he was a copper in Line of Duty?
He'd have to, wouldn't he?
He'd have to bring it up, like, he's a very angry man on Twitter sometimes.
Oh, he's swinging to the fences, is he?
People accuse him of not paying his taxes, and he goes absolutely bonkers.
All right.
Bonkers. I played this before Ed Sheeran, but it is actually him.
Hi, this is Samuel L. Jackson, and you're listening to the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and I'm a huge friend of this show.
I can't believe he even does those things.
I rewatched Pulp Fiction a couple of months ago, and he's just so good in it. I forgot that he does that speech three times.
Say my name again.
No, well, that's the Ezekiel.
Oh, yes.
63. Path of the righteous men so, is beset on all sides by the tyranny of evil men. It's so good.
Guess how old he is, what I told you, didn't I? He's 74 now.
Yeah, we would be getting on all right.
Interestingly, I think, he's an only child and he only has one child.
Okay.
Because he says, here's the thing he does. So he plays golf twice a week, every week. Doesn't matter if he's working.
Yeah, you see him in the golf clothes a lot.
He gets it written into his contract that he will play golf twice a week. And it's funny you say that because he says he plans his golf outfits the night before.
Right.
Matches it all out. In fairness, he's always very well dressed. By the way, all the films, not just him obviously, but all the films he's been in have a combined sales of $28 billion.
Yeah, so he was in loads and loads and loads of films as a bit part, kind of, but always like you'd remember his, when he was in something. I think it's maybe to do with his voice.
Spike Lee got him involved.
Oh, he played a DJ and Do the Right Thing. Yeah, he's great in that.
Then Scorsese and Goodfellas happened, but it was really Pulp Fiction that. And he was.
Wait a second, he was in Goodfellas.
Yeah, yeah, he was in.
Hang on,
yeah.
Accessing.
You'll have to go back. You'll have to go back.
Who was he in Goodfellas?
I'll come back to you on the actual character's name. I was doing my research about
No, I've seen Goodfellas, like,
he's Stacks 30 Edwards
times, and I can't remember him.
He's a real life mafia associate of Stacks Edwards. And yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I think so. But it wasn't a massive part. So, because, yeah, according to the internet, it wasn't really until Pulp Fiction that everyone was like, oh, yeah, Samuel L. Jackson. But anyway, so that's what he gets written into his contract. But he says, golf is a perfect thing for an only child because you're responsible for everything that goes wrong and you're also responsible and get the credit for everything you do right. So that's why he loves playing golf.
There's a huge rumour, by the way, if you're a Star Wars fan. So he was in one of the prequel ones, I don't know the names of them, and he played one of the Jedi, right?
Yeah.
And he was the coolest because he had a purple lightsaber. Anyway, he gets killed and falls thrown out a window at the end of one of the movies.
Oh, yeah.
But the rumour is that that character didn't die and will be a major character in Mandalorian or one of those, or Obi-Wan Kenobi or something like that.
They pop back up.
Coming down the line, and they could get him to come back as that character.
I do feel like one of his favourite colours is purple. If you Google him, there's an awful lot of purple that he likes to wear. So the only bad thing I can find about him with golf is he's played golf with Bill Clinton, and he sometimes plays golf with Donald Trump. But that's it. Apart from that, he's 100% cool.
Yes. I don't think he's fussy as long as he plays.
As long as he gets out there a couple of games in a week, he's happy out.
So cool.
But that's what he gets written into his. There's a clause in his contract that he must be allowed to play golf twice a week, no matter what he's doing, no matter where he is. And he says sometimes they'll find him a hotel to put him up in that has a golf club, or his people will sign him up to be a member of a golf club in advance of him arriving in a location to film a movie.
He's one of those actors that when you see his name coming up in the credits at the beginning of a film, you go, oh, brilliant. Well, he's in it, so it's going to be great.
You know it's going to be all right.
He's a great actor.
He won't do you wrong.
Phenomenal.
He was
say what again? Double dare you.
He was involved with Spielberg in Jurassic Park. Again, I don't know what he did in it. Yeah. He wasn't in Jurassic Park. Sure, he wasn't.
Well, he could be. I can't remember him in Goodfellas. He could have been in every film now.
There's a lot. But anyway, I just can't believe he's 74.
I quote him from Pulp Fiction, possibly on a daily basis.
Yeah, when you go sinister.
May I have some of your tasty beverage to wash down my burger? I do like a tasty... My girlfriend's a vegetarian, which pretty much makes me a vegetarian. But I do like a good tasty burger. Say what again, Brett?
He's a friend.
He's so good.
Hi.
Hi, this is Samuel L. Jackson, and you're listening to the Strawberry Alarm Clock. And I'm a huge friend of this show.
Do they speak English in what? So I play these games. So every so often I find a thing. There was a bloke on TikTok. I don't know how I find these things, but he's an expert in games.
You could find them because you go down rabbit holes on TikTok.
Well, I do. Yeah, but this guy's good. He shows you games. You think, oh, that looks like a bit of a laugh. Oh, yeah. And then you look it up and it's like a fiver or a tenner. You go, oh, yeah. That looks... And so I've purchased a couple of... Every year I purchase a couple of games, right?
Did you have Operation as a kid?
No, I never did.
Friend did. I always thought it was...
Always wanted it.
A bit scary, though.
Well, yeah. I didn't have Kerplunk. I didn't have any of those kind of jumpy games.
Jumpy games.
Jump at you. There was a donkey one as well, wasn't there? Buckaroo.
Buckaroo.
Buckaroo. I never had that either. So anyway, this is if you're going to have a party with a few mates around.
Yeah.
Or if you've got little people. So I'm going to start with the little people one. Kids against maturity. Okay?
Yeah.
This is a game for kids, but you can play it by families or even if like just your mates, right? Now there's an adult version of it with much spicier answers.
What's that versus?
That's called Cards Against Maturity. And then there's a blue box, which is even spicier answer. So if you're all adults and you're going to be having some fizzy drinks and you want to have a laugh, so I'd recommend...
Is it rude, like?
I haven't seen it, but I presume that is very rude, yeah. Very rude. But there's the Kids Against Maturity is the best bit of crack I've played. The game's only last a few minutes. If you want, you can play a few rounds.
Was it questions-based?
It's kind of like blankety-blank. So somebody will have a question card and you take turns, you go around it. So the more people, the better. And everyone will have a various answer. And whichever answer is the funniest to fill the blank wins a point.
And who judges who's the funniest?
The person who's got the question card. Okay. And that goes round clockwise. It's so fun.
Have you any of the questions here now?
I don't have the questions, but I can bring in a couple tomorrow.
Sounds like a good game.
It is so fun. And I'm telling you, if that version, and everyone's laughing, if that version is funny, then the adult version must be really funny.
Mm.
You know?
And bold.
Bold, when there's not little people around. And the other one is, there's a good one called Color Brain that's really good. And it's a lot of fun, I'm telling you. But there's another one called Something Fishy.
Okay. To hook things onto things?
No. So everyone gets a fish, right?
Yeah.
And they're like a card fish, but there's like a big fish. Everyone gets a red one, and one person gets a blue one. And the people can see the answer to the question. So there's one person asking a question, they can't see the answer.
Yes.
But everyone around the table can. And everyone has to give an answer to the question, but everyone has to lie except for one person who's telling the truth.
And you have to guess who's telling.
So it's kind of like Would I Lie to You, the TV show.
Yeah.
Only funnier, because everyone's making up answers and you're trying to work out who's lying, who's telling the truth. And then if you're telling the truth, it will only make it look like you're lying. It's a laugh.
Yeah, you should bring these in.
I will bring them in.
It's a quiet week. Like,
highly recommend them. So if you've got any vouchers, and you're going to go and blow them on something, I'm telling you, if Santa Claus brought you any vouchers or aunties or uncles. Kids Against Maturity has won all the awards, like best game, funniest game, good correct game, and Something Fishy.
Have you ever seen Greedy Granny?
No.
So Greedy Granny is just this granny, and she lies back in a chair, and you've got to wind her up, and she has dentures, and her dentures come flying out if you lift too many things off a tray. Greedy Granny, it's a good game, not for radio though, but those two do sound like it.
It's good fun.